September 5, 1900. Hope, the nourishment of love. Since in the past days my adorable Jesus had not made himself seen so much, I was feeling diffident about the hope of reacquiring him again. Even more, I believed that everything was over for me, visits of our Lord and state of victim. However, this morning blessed Jesus came, wearing a horrible crown of thorns, and placed himself near me, moaning, in the act of wanting a refreshment. So I removed it very gently, and to give him more pleasure I put it on my head. Then he said to me, "My daughter, true love is when it is sustained by hope, and persevering hope, because if today I hope and tomorrow I do not, love becomes infirm. In fact, since love is nourished by hope, the more nourishment it administers to it, the stronger, more robust and more lively love becomes. And if this is missing, poor love becomes infirm first, and remaining alone, without support, it ends up dying completely. Therefore, as great as your difficulties may be, you must never, even for one instant, move away from hope with the fear of losing me. On the contrary, you must act in such a way that, overcoming everything, hope may make you found always united with me, and then love will have perennial life." After this, he continued coming without telling me anything else.